Hello, and welcome to Hot Goss with Trash, the podcast where we trade sweet, sweet facts like they're dirty little pieces of gossip. We rank the facts, they're all hot, but what does matter is that we're hot. I haven't introduced the podcast in a month. Hi, I'm Rachel, and I saw Amanda Lepore for the third time. Chloe, I saw her a time after we saw her.
I was just going to ask you if I miscounted. Yep. I'm going to lose my mind.
Yep. Oh my God. She is like the New York person I keep running into. One time I took an Uber with her, which is really funny. Her young hottie-totty boyfriend was teaching her how Uber pool worked. And I was just the other person. And then Chloe and I saw her when we were at dinner last week. And the next day, I saw her on the way, just walking around in the East Village. So she must live there.
Oh, God. I'm Chloe. I believe that Amanda Lepore is what Taylor Dane was or is to Tig Notaro. If anyone knows that 10-minute bit, that's Rachel's Taylor Dane. I love it so much. One of my favorite New York, like, celebrity spotting whatever moments is I was a freshman at NYU. I walked out of my little dorm. Looked to the left, and then Mario Batali, I just like saw his bright orange Crocs.
Oh no.
And then I looked to the left, he gets on his Vespa and he zooms away. No. And that was it. And I was like, I'm gonna remember that forever. That was so funny. And apparently that's like what he's known for. My mom told me. He's like, oh yeah, he's always around in his Crocs. That's his thing.
Yeah. And some also bad stuff.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, well, not surprising.
My name's Lindsay, and when I was like 11 or 12, I was out shopping with my mom in Kingston, which is like the suburban shopping town just outside London, and suddenly we heard a bunch of people yelling, "Oi, you're dead!" And it was all to this guy who used to be in a British soap called EastEnders, and the character had died, and like 20 people on the street saw him and were like, "You're dead, you're dead! Oi, how are you walking down the street?" I don't remember the actor's name or the character, but I do remember that because, of course, I'm going to turn around when someone says, "You're dead."
An actor's dream.
The people talk about the British education system, but they're obviously wrong. Hi, my name is Shem. I once was working at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and I saw the teen little boy who plays the evil King Joffrey from Game of Thrones just standing next to me. And it was like, people looking at me going, "Ah, you're evil King Joffrey." And I was like, "You were a tiny little boy, like a small, small child, maybe 12. You look very scared. I'm glad that you're at this arts and culture festival, but also I'm not going to talk to you because you are, again, a small, small little boy. I should not interact."
Bridget, you can go now.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yes.
Okay, I have a question. Okay, hi, I'm Bridget. I one time was writing in a journal in a Starbucks like a long time ago, and I was like, I just need a sign to say that I like am meant to do comedy. And I looked up and Colin Quinn was in front of me. yeah. And here's the thing, Colin Quinn, I would see him all the time, kind of. And then I hadn't seen him in a while, and then I wrote this thing and he was like up in front of me. But I haven't seen him in a long time, but now I see Cola Scola walking around the neighborhood.
Oh, damn. Oh, that's a beautiful sign.
That's what Colin Quinn does. He's like an angel that walks around and finds like struggling comics.
I know. It's very funny though. It's very funny because I'm like, could you get like a more New York comedian than Colin Quinn? Be like, I need a sign.
Yeah.
He's like, oh.
He's in like,
a Starbucks. He was like talking. He was also talking to one of those guys that was from Top Model, like one of the designer guys. I don't know his name, but I was like, oh, I recognize you from that show.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, wow, everybody is friends with
each other. Yeah, that's scary. Yeah. All right, well, we know her comedy guardian angel is Colin Quinn.
Well, here's the thing. I get embarrassed to tell that story because I'm like, one day I'm just going to be a nurse practitioner.
No!
Everyone's going to be like, well, what happened to Colin Quinn?
No, I fucking love it.
Or one day you're going to fall in love with Colin Quinn and you have to explain, like, this was meant to be and here's why.
Bridget's like, please, please, no. I, for you, I hope, no.
Please the ladder. Please the ladder.
I would rather find out you're living your dream as like a nurse practitioner who like cracks up the office than married to Colin Quinn.
You could be Pat Chadens and do both.
Yes.
I could. Honestly, when I was in college, I was pre-med because I was like, I'm going to be Pat Then I realized it was very hard.
Yeah.
Comedy is tough.
Comedy's hard.
Yeah, it is.
So I became a full-on surgeon. Comedy's my hobby.
Now I'm just picturing you like quietly in the OR, like cracking jokes at the patient. The patient doesn't laugh, but you're just like, I know you would have. It was good.
Scalpel. Scapula. Properly.
Whoa.
They're like, what? It's like, oh, that's Dr. Riscala again.
Yes.
Just quietly chuckle to yourself.
Oh, okay, well, we're really excited to have you. Yeah. Please give an official warm welcome to Bridget Riscala, who is a... I forget that happens now. It's new. It really got me going. There's so many. The room is filled.
Oh my god, Colin Quinn is here.
Oh, Colin Quinn.
It's like, Bridget, I love you. Thank you so much for being here. Yeah.
Thank you for having me. You guys are all so lovely. Yeah. It's so hard for so early. It's really not even Sunday. That early.
You're usually not. Like, I'm not Sunday. Laughing.
We force all our guests to record at 5:30 a.m. just to test them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
do you want this? I said, yes, I do.
Then fucking wake up. Chloe.
What?
You don't have to.
No, I'm ready.
Okay, well, you're going to start us with the first fact of the day?
Okay. I lost my right tab here. So in medieval times, a little beauty standards fact. In medieval times and just like early modern period. So I'm going to be honest, I don't know what those years are. But partly because of religion, the style was to have a plain open face. So to achieve that, women would try to push their hairline back or veil it if they didn't have if they had a lower, more forward hairline, they would try to push it back or they would hide it. Or if someone had like a lower hairline, okay, so like, how do I make the rest of my face plain and open? Of course, you shave your eyebrows and you remove your eyelashes. So those were all like standard practices. Was like, oh, get that open face, get rid of those eyebrows.
If you had a small forehead, you would
and eyelashes. Yeah. So that was, yeah, that's the fact. Is people were really pulling out those eyelashes.
Wow.
Yeah. People really liked the big forehead.
Yeah. And then of course, like later, the beauty standards completely switched, and then they were like, okay, big eyelashes, big eyebrows, like everything.
Imagine the day they switched, how annoyed you'd be.
I just did this.
That's happening now.
Yeah, with the 90s, yeah.
That's happening now. Eyebrows used to be so thin, and now people who over-tweeze, they're like, what do I do? Yes. It's like, nothing, you win.
Good luck.
You made your choice, the hair stops growing now.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't go back the other way, because I really lucked out with when I was born for what I was given. Yeah. Oh my God, thank you. Everyone does
look
great.
Everybody looks great.
I just want to say. I do.
It's a hot group.
Ooh, I don't know why I did that. We all have giant foreheads. That is funny. I saw a girl on TikTok the other day who's like handles like your favorite five head, and she just like really embraces the fact that she has like a big forehead and like will put on really tight headbands to make it even more so, and does dances that are like forehead forward. And I honestly love that. I was like, to be 16 and so confident, like, I love.
Yeah. Teen.
A teen. She might be like 20. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know how to read.
I don't love the idea of a 16-year-old being locked into a brand like that.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because when she's like not like styling it, I wouldn't be like, big forehead.
Right.
But she like makes it an open face.
That's great for her. I love that. For a 16-year-old to be that, like, embrace, like, to embrace her thing that everybody would make fun of me so hard for at 16 and not
talk about it and be like, this mine would is be my handle. Tiny boobies, Rachel.
Did your mommy have to move? Yes.
I like
what everyone get bullied for.
So I'm sharing that.
You were lucky you didn't get bullied.
I didn't really get bullied. I just kind of, because I was lucky in our school. Like a lot of our like stereotypical like the more popular girls, most of them also did sports, and because I did sports, I was popular adjacent. So they like let me live. Nice. And just like, okay. I kind of just existed as like a smart person who did sports and nobody bullied me.
Aww. I recently heard from someone that like I wasn't close to in high school, but like I knew that my friend group was the cool, weird kids. And I was like, all right, at least I'm not like weird, weird kids. Thanks. So happy.
Oh, I was bullied about my weight since I was 5.
Oh. Well, fuck all of those and it still bitches. Goes on. Literally, who do I need
same
to?
Five-year-olds. Yeah.
Yeah. Same 5-year-olds.
Same 5-year-olds. They never grew up.
People also used to try and get me to swear because I never swore at school. And these two kids would always be like, go on, say. Yeah, I'm so programmed. I didn't want to say the words they were trying to get me to say just now. And I wouldn't. And it made them so angry. And it was the funniest thing because it didn't bother me. I just did all my work. And they'd like
so powerful.
End each class so angry because I hadn't sworn. I was like, one day we'll learn. I don't know.
Why did they care? Why did they care? Like, who's keeping tabs of, I've never heard this person.
Like, every day in their journal, they're like, we tried again. Lil Lindsay's just too fucking nice.
You know, one of them was called, I feel like they were called Darren and Kevin.
Oh, of course. Oh, of course.
Definitely Darren. Probably Kevin.
Probably Kevin.
Probably Kevin. Props
Kevin. Kevin, do you think today she'll say tits? No! Hard as we try!
Yeah, I hated my form class so much. I would, like, leave them at break time. Like, I would never spend time with them. I'd go and, like, hang out with other people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My former once, Nina Rossi Harris, a very posh. Some picture... who you think someone called Nina Rossi Harris is like, she's like that. And then she's just going, oh, my mother one day, a bun so fell off my shirt. And she said, like, sew it on yourself. And said, mother, that's what you're for. What are you doing? And then I looked across like aghast and I was like, I have to like sew all my own clothes. And said, well, that's because your parents don't love you. And it was very loud and very clear. And it was like, wow, I'm so glad you're going to later get into drugs. She's a very bad person.
See, I imagined originally the song like Zumbi Zumbi Zoom playing in the background with her like kind of walking around with a martini, but she doesn't deserve that.
Also 14. Oh, I'm a drunk 14-year-old.
I mean, if she was in a pub in the UK with dinner, she could have legally been having an alcoholic drink at that time, so it checks out.
Wow, kids are truly horrible. Yeah,
kids are so mean. Yeah. They're so bad. And like 14-year-olds, they don't think they're kids. So they're like, oh, I'm kind of an adult and I kind of get it. Mm-hmm. And then they're just fucking vicious.
The day I'm able to like walk on the same side of a street as a group of young teen girls and not cross the street is when I know like I've really done my work in therapy. I can hold my own. I'm safe. I'm
when you actively cross over the road to seek them out.
If it's like a group of like tall 16-year-old blonde women laughing, I'm gonna get the fuck away.
They
could be tall. They don't even have to be tall.
I'm just short, they scare me.
Yesterday I was walking to my car. Yeah. There was like, I was walking to my car and there was this group of girls that were all wearing like a black dress. They all had bruises. And I was just like, oh, that's it. I'm going to die. This is where I die. And it's, they're not going to hurt me. Yeah. I'm just like not going to be hot enough when they pass and I'll just be a puddle. Like, I don't know. Oh my God.
That's such a perfect description. It's like, I'm not hot enough. I'm going to become a puddle. That's it.
Yeah.
That's literally the feeling.
Speaking of puddle.
Yeah.
They all had like, go ahead, sorry. Speaking of hot enough.
Your fact is as hot as the crimper I would use in fourth grade to get like the cool stylish looks, but a little bit past when they were cool.
Hey, cool, weird. Cool, weird.
Thank you.
Chloe, your fact is as hot as people's faces for a later trend post-medieval times when they would put what was technically poison on their face to get that, like, whitewashed out aesthetic.
Oh, ow.
Oh, ow.
Chloe, your fact was as hot as, like, a Danish open-faced sandwich, like, really stinky, like, piling up salmon and fish. But then a medieval person walking by going, ooh. Tweeze me.
Tweeze
me.
Chloe, your fact was as hot as a group of teen girls in matching black dresses.
That's too hot. That's too hot.
No, they're ready to cause trouble.
Danny Kane is playing in the background.
Oh, their hair is straightened. Maybe one of them has a crimp piece. She didn't even have to straighten
it. It dries straight and she just did it anyway. Oh, God.
Scary.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Swish.
Swish.
All right.
I'm sweating.
I'm going to take it away with the next fact. So there used to be a theme park in Japan that was Anne of Green Gables themed. And it literally is called Canadian World. And they have a replica of the Anne of Green Gables house. And it used to attract tens of thousands of people in the summer. And it included a lot of other like landmarks that they could go visit, mainly because it would be cheaper for them to go to the park than to go to the actual place, which is like fair. But now it's abandoned. And pretty much like looks like a ghost town. So in Japan, there's just like an abandoned Anne of Green Gables theme park, like chillin'. Yeah, there's also like in an article, there's an interview of this girl who worked there. Sorry, there's a photo. Who worked there when she was 13 as Anne of Green Gables. It was like Disney where they would have actual like performances and shows. So she was hired to work there as like a cultural ambassador and as Anne of Green Gables. And she was like, yeah, well, I felt like a star when I was there and now it's desolate.
Oh,
yeah. It's spooky.
Spooky.
Oh,
there's so God. Many abandoned.
Can you like go into it
parks,
or is it like
go.
Blocked off?
Apparently you can go.
No, I'm sorry. I think the sound is overlapping. That's on me. Apparently I can go. Oh, apparently.
Yeah. No. To the park, if that's what you were asking. It's not open, but like you can like drive through.
Yes, that is what I was asking.
Good.
This reminded me of, I saw on TikTok again, but I saw on TikTok, you can really tour Chernobyl. I don't want to do that. Like, you can go, like, close, like, really in the buildings. And, like, I know it's been a couple decades, but should you?
Like, that's not safe.
Right. But would you? That's a genuine question. Okay, Rachel's a no.
I would go to Anne of Green Gables' abandoned theme park, but not Chernobyl.
Yeah.
That's my personal opinion.
I don't think I would go to tour Chernobyl, but I did. I know I watched the TV show and the amount of research that they did in that, and they talked about the fact that you could go on the tours.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. Yeah. And I highly recommend the TV show.
Yeah.
I know lots about nuclear half-life and radiation fallout and nothing about Anne of Green Gables, so I feel I'd be more comfortable in the Chernobyl setting.
Opposite.
It's like, oh, it's a book I haven't read. Oh, what are you talking about?
Anne with an E.
Who's Anne?
Oh, truly, I used to like live in Japan and they're really into Anne of Green Gables. I still don't know what it is. Like, there's a Japanese version of it on my DVD bookshelf that someone just gave me. It's like, check this out. I'm like, I don't know why it's so popular.
Is it because she's like a westernized beauty standard that we're like, oh, cute little, sweet little town girl?
I feel like it's kind of like a...
I have no idea.
An idea of what that kind of American life was. But also, I don't know. It's depressing.
Oh, they love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it is wild which parts of like Americana get like...
Yeah.
Like such press, and you're like, this really?
This? Okay, this is all of all the things.
Like in Ireland and in like a lot. Yeah, there it's just wild. Like they're like American country music is big in such random parts of the world that I'm just like, okay. Like it's not that it like it's just wild that you got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I had the same feeling when I walked past the Downton Abbey experience in New York and I was like, what? No. Like he took a TV show and made it into an experience. I was like, oh no.
Listen, we love to do that here.
Yeah.
I guess. And in Japan.
Yeah.
What TV show would you like want there to be an experience of? Or a movie or book?
The Addams Family.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, that's a very good answer.
I would want Addams Family Monsters combo. So, good. So I was obsessed with both, which I know is.
Oh, okay.
I would say the Scooby-Doo, but no, specifically the first live action movie.
With
just the, Sarah the Michelle? Theme park, yeah. Just okay. I just need the theme park.
Yeah,
Freddie Prince. Freddie Prince.
I'd like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, like a diverse, non-threatening police force you could just hang out with and be around. What experience?
Yep.
I feel like in 2 years, Shem is gonna have like a 5 million viewed YouTube video like of him giving a TED talk on that, just like a very scholarly analysis and
a great joke.
A great joke, yeah.
Judging by my history of everything I've ever made, I don't think so.
I disagree. Chloe, how hot is Anne of Green Gables in Japan?
It is as hot as the flight to Japan would be.
Oh, so like a...
If.
Oh.
You're not allowed to read or listen to music or speak. You just have to like hang out.
Okay.
Okay. So you're hot and angry.
Oh, we're angry. Yeah. Oh, I'm hanging out. That's okay.
I'm a fan of who?
Green Gables. So. That's okay.
She just like, I'm picturing a little blonde, like Swedish.
It's a little
girl.
Redhead with braids. That's all you need to know.
Okay, that adds up. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So. Rachel, your fact is as hot as the metal of a theme park ride on a hot, hot summer's day. And you're like, I'm excited to read this, ride this ride, not read it.
That ride, read this maybe. Ride,
which you do at Anna Green Gables. And then you hit the like bar that comes down and it's like,
yee.
Oh, that's hot.
Shem is like, covering his face right
Shem
now.
Shem clearly has a pun or
he's
something
ashamed.
Inappropriate to
he's
say.
He's ashamed of this pun.
It's not a good pun. One. It's like they're genuine.
Don't be homophobic again.
Oh, I can't stop. It was Ella's condition. It was 2013. We just didn't know.
Okay. Yeah,
how is it we were so quick to cancel the baby and have kept Andrew Cuomo? Like he has just outlasted.
Listen,
because he said he legalized weed
racism
a year ago. Hello.
Oh boy. Yeah. No. I just there is literally you can buy Anne of Green Gables like merchandise and like little paraphernalia, but in the town of Hiroshima. So it was like this one place that could make us all unhappy. We wouldn't all go in. No, that's real. Like I've been there. It's like that was when I spoke to someone about Anne of Green Gables.
Dead.
Terrible. But yes. That fact was as hot as my. No, my unwatched copy.
There you go.
Sealed DVD of Anne of Green Gables that is in the room behind us, which can have.
Oh, thank you. Oh. I don't know if I want it, but thank you.
So kind. That fact was as hot as the cheese from a Hot Pocket that was in
Spotify. Now that is a fact that resonates with my heart. And by fact, I mean a rating. I used to love a Hot Pocket, not gonna lie. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, truly. It's bad for you, like, you know, but they were so good.
I watched a TikTok that was like some girl ate Hot Pockets every single day. And there's something in it that makes it so you don't go poo-poo. And she literally had to go to the hospital because she hadn't gone to the bathroom in like 6 days.
Wow.
And she had an x-ray of like all of like.
Well, you should also eat vegetables.
Yeah, 100%. You should also eat it. Anything else.
It was, I'm sorry, a steak and peppers and cheese. There was a, what do you.
There was a pepper in it?
Yeah, there was little vegetables. What are you talking
that
about?
That counts. All right. We're going to take a quick break for a word from our friends, sponsors, people, and then we'll be right back.
Let's teach people something super quick.
Every year, more people die from getting hit on the head with coconuts than they do from shark attacks.
Like dead?
It's not that many, because like only like one or two people, I think, die from shark attacks every year. The low teens for the coconuts.
Coconuts are hard.
Teach me something good.
Now on your local favorite podcast thing.
Yeah, all podcast things.
And we're back. Wow. Okay, our next fact is going to be from Bridget. Yeah.
Okay, my fact is that the word escalator, I don't know if you guys know this already, but the word escalator used to actually be the name of the company, like the Otis Escalator Company, so it used to be that. But then all the other escalator companies started using it, and then the company tried to sue to be like, no, that's the name of our company, and they lost the lawsuit because they referred to the moving staircase in the patent as an escalator. So it's like you use it as a generic term, so everybody just took it. And so like we see escalator all over now, but it's really
wow. Like Band-Aid, if Band-Aid fucked up their patent, everyone else would be...
Saying that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kleenex. Yeah.
Or like Q-tips.
There's a specific, so this is so dumb. Like
yeah.
Literally, there's a specific name for that type of thing that I learned in my marketing class in college, but I cannot remember what it is for the life of me. But that is wild. Also, I'm sorry to that escalator brand, but it was escalator as like part of Otis, because they make elevators too, right?
Otis. Yeah, it was like It was Otis Escalator Company. Whoa. And then like you just see escalators all over. And so that's why they sued, because people like the airports would have like escalators and like you can't just say escalators. We are the escalators.
Was it genericide?
And then the
But that's fun. Genericide, that is a good term.
Is it trademark infringement?
let me quickly look. I gotta know. But that is wild. Also, I'm sorry for them. Also, I'm sorry for the person who wrote the patent, because they probably are like, damn it, Todd, you fucked up.
Yeah, Todd.
Some intern was just like, I didn't know.
I had a moment the other day, because obviously some words are different between like American English and English English. And I lived in Australia for a bit and they have some slightly different words. And I called something an escalator and someone was looking at me and I was like, oh, I got the word wrong. And they just like had misheard. But I was like, wait, I know lift and like elevator are different. So is escalator called something else here? And they were like, no, it's no. Okay. I was like,
phew. It's called an eponym.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Proprietary eponym. So now we can all sleep tonight. That is funny.
I'm glad. But imagine if we were walking around like, oh, I'm going to take the moving staircase. Like, that's just so many words. That's just so much of like, oh, I'll take the moving staircase upstairs. It's like, no, I'm going to take the escalator.
Imagine in like Harry Potter if you were like, I'm going to take, because you know how the stairs move. That's just like what my head thinks of when I think of moving staircase. Yeah. I'm like, oh, it's changing directions. I guess it technically does.
Imagine if that decision was reversed and then we suddenly had to like pay like every time we used
escalator.
We owed like millions in like back fees.
Yes. When I was little, my grandpa would take me to the mall to ride the escalator. Because like that was like fun for me. except one time, truly this is like burned into my memory. He let me go up by myself and obviously was like watching me and could see me up there. And he was like, you go up by yourself and write it down by yourself. And I went up and I was like gaining the confidence to like step on. I was like five maybe. Gaining the confidence to like step on the down escalator by myself. And some freaking woman in this JCPenney's picks me up and puts me on the escalator. And just like the fact that a stranger interacted with me, I sobbed the entire way down. Oh. And my grandpa was like, oh no, oh no. And I was like, she touched me. And of course I was like screaming, she touched me throughout the whole mall. My grandpa's like, I gotta get her out of here. But then we went to Cinnabon and everything was okay.
Oh, no. But like you were, your grandpa was at the bottom of the escalator.
Yeah.
So you were just a kid at the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a fair reaction, I think.
Was it like a dive?
Yeah, no, fully where I was just like 100% where I was just like, and no one was, it's not like she like put me on and got on behind me. She was just walking by and went bloop.
Yeah, I'm very shook by the fact that a stranger picked up a child that was alone and just plopped you down.
I'm sure she like saw, because I probably was being a like,
but I still
cute and like waving to my grandpa.
I stand by your reaction. Yeah. I think that's a fair reaction.
Yeah. I think that stranger might have been Colin Quinn. Like, it was like, he's just like, here you go.
Your guys. Escalator guardian angel.
Honestly, Rachel, that was your
and
moment.
And on this day,
that was
she
your
will
moment.
Become a comedian.
This is not my story to tell, but my friend Vic Barry, her grandfather had like wooden legs from the war. So when they built like the first escalator in the London subway system, that was like a really long one. Everyone was like scared of like going. It's like, oh, well, for each your feet. So they made her grandfather stand and go up and down with his wooden feet. Because they were like, oh, it'll be fine for you, Barry. So he like went up and down to like test it. So he was the first person to ride it.
Because they didn't even believe that it would be okay. Oh my God.
That is so funny.
I always wanted to slide down, like the London Underground escalators are pretty tall, like a lot of them. And they have like the metal bit that's between like the up and the down always has sides, which is like no going in the wrong direction or no smoking or whatever. But I longed for those signs to be gone so you could just use it as a slide and like slide down the middle bit between the two escalators, because that seemed like a more fun way to get to the bottom.
Oh, wow. Bridget, that fact was as hot as the planking trend when people would plank across escalators and ride them up and down while planking. That's how hot it is. Hot and trendy. Wow, wow, wow.
Bridget, your fact is as hot as the escalator at Target, which you can put your shopping carts on because we don't have those in the UK. And I think they're like the funnest, coolest thing ever. So everyone will be going, that's not hot. But to me, it's like so exciting and so fun and so cool. And that's your fact.
Oh my Bridget, God, thank you.
Your fact is as hot as the attitudes of the teen girls who are in little Hollister board shorts and a cami, stretched all the way down, and they're riding the escalator because someone's crush is in the mall and they can't spot Mike. Mm-hmm. He's somewhere here and they can't find him.
Bridget, your fact
is Mike, for sure.
He has to be Mike. Any teen boy.
Oh, no. Your fact is hot and flustered as my red sweaty face because I never take the escalator. I always like run up the stairs even if it's like a long Lindsay's just nodding along like still he insists but yeah, like I love to like just run up the stairs, especially because I've been like sitting on the tube forever and then they always arrive breathless at the top and like I can't do this anymore but that look of red panic is as hot as your factors.
Aww. Wow, thank you so much. That is very hot.
Yeah, also a different form of red panic than the Cold War.
And also classically not hot.
Yes. So. okay, Lindsay, you're next.
Okay, cool. This is just a wee little fact. So a few weeks back, I shared my jealousy for hippos because they can produce essentially a version of sunscreen. It's not sunscreen, but they produce a substance which protects them from the sun. And I also found out that coral can do the same thing. So I'm jealous of coral. So the reason coral does it is because too much sunlight can damage the algae, which is living in the coral in shallow water. So because that's like something that they live off and like feeds them, the coral uses its like fluorescent light power to create a light, which then like absorbs one light and emits the other. So it acts as sunscreen, not for themselves, but for the algae.
Oh my gosh, they have friends.
Yeah.
Oh,
right?
That's so altruistic.
I was like, oh, they make sunscreen. I was like, not even for them.
That's why we have to protect our coral reefs.
Yeah.
Oh, that just made me sad a little bit.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's beautiful.
But it should make you happy because they're protecting each other, right?
Yeah.
It should.
I should make a documentary called My Coral Teacher.
Yeah.
No, I got you. I got you. We should protect each other. Yeah. Okay, I think I'm coming in late for Bridget.
I'm sorry, that's on me. I think my internet connection is going.
No, it's okay.
You know, a little, how the sausage
baby,
is made,
we
baby.
Know, we know it well. When we used to do this all remote, there would be times when Chloe would just like fully turn into a robot because of their
internet
situation. So I feel it.
In there.
But I honestly love that. I'm terrified, famously, of swimming in the ocean. But it would be cool. I just don't want things to touch me. I'd want to see things, but I just, like, I'm scared that they're going to, like, touch me. And I'd not, like, kill me, just touch me.
Pick you up and put you on the sea escalator.
Yes. Wow. It all goes back to that.
Yeah. Ooh, a sea escalator. When I was...
Yes, going down to Atlantis. Oh, fun. Is that a new conspiracy?
Scene from Aquaman 2.
Yes. When I was little, my grandparents lived in Hawaii, and my grandpa like used to be like a skin diver, so he would take me snorkeling and stuff. But I did a bunch of research and like looked into all the different types of like poisonous fish that could exist so that if I saw one, I like knew like I would be safe. And literally like the first fish I saw, I went screaming back to shore. I was like, nope.
Not for me.
That's so funny. I went on a boat tour in Egypt and there was this guy. This guy was like telling us like, okay, these are the fish like you have to look out for. Like, or he was just like showing us like a bunch of fish. He didn't even say you have to look out for it. And he was like, this fish, if you touch it in an hour, it dies. And then we all go snorkeling and we all see whatever. And then we get back to shore and we learn he like mistranslated. Or not he mistranslated, he just misspoke. Apparently, it's that fish, if you touch it in an hour, you die. The fish is fine.
Where's Frank? Frank hasn't come back to the boat.
That's a good test in morality. Like some little fuckers like, I'm going to go touch all these fish so they die. And then he dies. I mean, no one should die, but scary.
I'm going to touch this fish and make it say like, tits.
This is so wild. He had like a laminated paper, showed us the pictures, and he's like, this fish is bad because of this. Like, stay away from this fish because of this. This one, if you touch it, it dies. It's like,
no, you die. Wow. Oh, that's scary. Well,
did you write a Yelp review? Like, really good, except.
Amazing experience.
Oh my God. Oh. Yeah, one of my favorite things, this is completely unrelated, is that like Arabic letters don't translate to English letters. So when they like write phonetically, like what things are. So the boat was called Captain Joe, but they spelled Joe G-O.
Captain Go.
So it was Captain Go.
Captain Go, Captain Joe. I love that. I love that.
So the guy, yeah. Because it was Captain Joe, you know? Yeah. Like that's how they say it. So that's how they spelt it.
When I was like 9 and we were going to India for the first time to visit my dad's family, we were like on this tour where they took us camelback riding in the desert. But we found out after they told every American that their camel was named Michael Jackson. But like, it was like high in the time of like, ooh, this is like sketchy. That news had not traveled.
But I do think brown people love Michael Jackson in a way, because like Egypt is obsessed with Michael Jackson. I think Michael Jackson is still the most famous person in Egypt. Yeah. I don't.
Literally. Yeah, my mom and I were like, even 9-year-old me was like, I'll call you Mikey. Lindsay, that fact I'm gonna say, so sad. That fact was so hot. It was as hot as the rising temperatures in the ocean.
You.
I'm sorry.
Lynn's, the fact was as hot as Aquaman 1 would have been if Kristen Stewart was playing Aquaman.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Goodbye, Jason.
Rest my case. She bulks up for the movie, so we're clear she's ripped.
Wow.
Me. Oh, not even for Chloe.
But it is hot.
It's hot in general.
Objectively, yeah.
Lindsay, that fact was as hot as a camel that can like moonwalk and like slide like backwards. Oh, but it's like angrily screaming at someone. So like, don't call me something else, just anything else. Other people do that dance. Like,
please.
Lindsay, that fact was as hot as the Britney slavery.
Whoa!
Oh my god.
That's hot.
You want to know what's really fucked up? Licking the oil off her body.
My high school dance team did a dance to Slave for You, but it was for our winter show, and one girl was dressed up like Santa, and we were all his elves. We were like sexy elves being like, I'm a slave for you. And I was like, this is so fucked up.
It wasn't I'm a slave for you?
I'm a slave for you.
Just little dancing parts of the slave come out.
Oh, that's cute.
It's the first time the elves knew they were doing that.
Literally, I remember I had a solo part where I rode a scooter on stage to Will Ferrell's like, Santa, I know him, part from Elf that was cut into it. And then I threw it down and then like...
Has anyone been paid for these rehearsals? No, I didn't get it.
Good. All right, our final fact of the day.
Shem.
Oh, hello. Guess I will do, because of Lindsay's fact, just a simple one about the way that dogs and cats store sunshine in their fur. So like when like humans go outside and they like get the sun, like they secrete like vitamin like D3, I think, and then you absorb it through the skin, and that's why sports like go out and do the sun. But because animals are like covered in fur and things like that, it doesn't absorb through the skin. So instead, they'll like go and like bask in the sun, and like it will like store there, and then they will like lick their fur to like ingest that. So that's why like you see like a lot of dogs licking their fur or their paws. They're like literally licking in sunshine.
Stop. Oh my god.
Oh my god. That's so cute. They're getting their vitamin D.
So that's why Mimosa rolls around in the sun and then licks him. Oh my god.
And we're out here being like, they're disgusting and they're just taking a moment. No, like that is so sad.
Oh my gosh. Now I'm gonna be singing like, I'm licking in sunshine. Kara's gonna be like, what the fuck did you talk about today?
Oh my god.
Wow, that is so freaking adorable.
Yeah, that is the cutest fact I ever heard
in
my life.
Is that like most animals with fur? Like we can all assume.
Yeah, like it's just more fun to say cats and dogs.
Yeah.
I know my audience.
Okay, but I can imagine like a cute little panther and a bear.
Yeah.
Chloe and I saw a bear. We were in the woods and we saw a bear. Yeah. His name was, what did we name him? Brian. Brian stormed the sunshine. Even just with the phrase like how cats and dogs store sunshine, I was like, sunshine. Is that like when Shailene Woodley goes and suns her vagina? Did anyone read that article?
No.
Yeah, she just goes to her backyard and she's like, whenever you're feeling down, just truly just open your legs, point your vagina at the sun, and just like absorb the vitamin D.
No scientific
absolutely not.
Approved. She's just like, put your vagina towards the sun.
She's got some like
and
burnt
you'll, labia. You'll be better.
I just like,
oh sorry.
No, there is like, because you see like there's a like sun gazing is like a thing that people, it's.
But yeah. You stare at the sun.
Yeah, literally.
Bad
but I'm like, she
retina.
Really took that one step further.
Just imagine the coral reef going, no sunscreen is powerful enough.
Yes. She's going to have some crispy bits.
Oh my God.
Yeah. She absorbs it and she drops it in the coral reef.
That's how she is altruistic in her ways.
Okay, I'm sorry for what I'm about to say.
Do it.
Shailene Woodley, she maintains a large bush. She stores all of her sunshine, and then she redistributes the wealth, really.
There you go. When other people like it. Okay, I gotta go.
That's okay, I was gonna say.
Okay. What's really funny is my high school Spanish teacher, Doctora Pierce, her great-niece, so her sister's daughter. Oh, no, just her niece. Not great niece. Her niece is Shailene Woodley.
Okay.
One of her daughters looks exactly like Shailene Woodley, which is funny. But I'm like, part of me always is like, do you think these were like family things that were like passed down? Like Shailene's like, yeah, my whole family like goes outside
Definitely.
And like suns their vaginas. And then I'm like, oh my God, Doctora Pierce lived on the water and had this like gorgeous backyard. Was she out there like sunning her vagina? Ugh.
Absolutely. Shailene is like a very hippy-dippy, like she famously,
eats dirt.
I mean, I don't know her very well at all. She like doesn't wear deodorant, like people are like complaining about her smell on sets and stuff like that. Yeah, and then like, I don't know, she's like, says wild stuff. I know she listens, so I'm sorry, Shailene, I know I just broke ties, but like, famously is a wild human being.
Fuck, that was our sponsor. It's Shailene.
Fuck. She's like, hi.
So it's like she got another lie to tell.
Let's talk about eating dirt.
I feel like Gwyneth has been relatively quiet lately. I haven't seen her.
Has she?
Oh, I haven't seen her.
Oh, I don't know. Oh. What's upsetting is just I'm so attracted to her. And yet, she's so bad for the world.
She's just like not in the same plane as us. Like, they're just people that operate on a different existence, and you're like, okay, well, I have to accept that for you.
That's a healthy way of thinking about it. I'm accepting this for you and moving on.
And it's not like Gwyneth is on your improv team.
Yeah.
No, we kicked her off.
She made one.
She took too many jade egg breaks.
Yeah. You can't just pull that out in the middle of practice.
No.
Shem, that fact is as hot as the inside of Shailene Woodley.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't apologize.
Shem's like,
she deserves it.
I can't.
She deserves it.
Yeah. Shem, that fact is as hot as Shailene Woodley on a rainy day when she goes and gets her son from a tanning bed. She goes and pops her legs right open inside the tanning bed. She has a special one.
Oh, no.
Shem, your effect is as hot as when a cute little kitty cat has been sitting in the sunshine. And then you stroke it and you're like, oh, your fuzz all warm.
Is a cute little kitty cat how you're referring to Shailene Woodley?
Stop. At all.
No, the person petting the cat was Shailene.
Outside, he was like, you thought this was the sun? It's my vagina beaming in. Now I've absorbed it. I can share it with the world.
Look, this is... Shem is trying to be the five-year-olds to get you to curse. He's like, when you say kitty cat, you meant vagina.
We did it!
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
That fact was as hot as Lindsay trying to be like, I said cat and I meant Eli.
Oh my God. Obsessed. Wow. What a treat. Well, now is the important part of the day where, Bridget, you have the honor of choosing the hottest fact of them all. Let's quickly recap the facts.
Plain face. Plain open face.
Yes. Anne of Green Gables open in face. Japan.
Carl makes a sunscreen.
Yes.
Shailene Diane Woolley is an American
actress. Stop.
Actress, born in South and modeling.
Stop. And of course we had Bridget's escalators.
I don't know if that's a fact. That's an opinion.
Yes.
I honestly, I really like the dogs and cats store. Yes. Sunshine and River, but Shem switched it up, so I have to say, I can't give it to you.
Well, that was the hottest, the sweetest, and also got us to the dirtiest places.
Yeah. And then it truly did.
Yeah, it did. Sorry, that was my fault.
It was the sweetest, most, wow, we are dirty. That was the most wholesome fact I ever heard, and we turned it into like sunning your bush.
Vagina, yeah.
All I can see in my mind right now is Shailene Woodley, like, she's the Batman symbol. Like, you know how it like turns on the roof and it goes, tow! But that's, she just, and it goes, tow!
Stomp. The sun just shoots out of her.
Well. There's a Big Little Lies logo.
She's like, coming out to HBO November 1st, 2010.
Honestly, this show had no viewers until someone was like, check that out. Fuck.
Meryl Streep was like, my calling.
Can we just put Shailene on a Lazy Susan and we just turn her around so her vagina goes every direction?
She's
everyone
the
sees the promo.
Yeah, like as the sun moves, it like moves 15 degrees every hour. Like,
yes.
Shailene's vagina is the 21st century sundial.
Well, I'm glad we solved the climate crisis.
Important.
Yeah.
We're not giving this up. Let us keep going.
Bridget, if our listeners are like, wow, I want more Bridget, where can they follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram at my private account at Razkilla that I barely use right now, or my Twitter that I like tweet once every other month at Razkilla with an underscore.
We love it.
You can follow Honestly me around. If you see Colin Quinn, I should be close by. I'm doing a show with Shem on September 1st at Improv Asylum.
Yeah.
And sometimes I will perform with Iggins, an Instagram show. And I think that show is August 14th. But I won't be there. So if you're looking to find me, come in September, I guess.
Hell yeah. Go, go, go. As always, we're Trash Comedy. You can follow us on everything at We Are Trash Comedy. Send us your facts at wearetrashcomedy@gmail.com or leave us a voice memo. And I promise we will play them one day. We're part of the Apocalypse Podcast Network. And that's it. Thank you. Bye.
We don't know, Shem. You said, do we have a lot, right?
Do you have a lot of voice memos?
That's a Shem question. He's been hoarding
them. Yeah, apparently he's been hoarding them, heading.
And we have a dearth of voicemails of late. Like, I've played all the ones that we've received. So I will ask people for more.
I'm kidding. I thought you were hoarding them for some reason.
Me too. I'm scared of my own voice. I don't listen to our episodes unless I have to.
Dead.
Same.
Same for Shailene, I've heard.
She's like,
she's never seen bigger.
Yeah. Shailene's vagina is like walking right away.
She knows every performance.
So. Yeah.
You know it.
God. Thanks. All right. You can hit pause on your recording. And by pause, I mean stop.
Okay.
Say goodbye?
Yeah, I did.
I also want to tell you guys.
I said goodbye and then we kept talking.
Did we say goodbye?
Yeah, we didn't say goodbye.
Okay.
I was going to say, thanks, Bridget. This has been a goddamn delight.
I was going to be like, we have two live shows, one on August 30th and one on August 31st.
Yes.
Goodbye.
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 Dead.
Dead.
Thanks for listening to the Apocalypse Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, go to apocalypsepodcastnetwork.com. And remember, every time you support one of our sponsors, you're supporting the podcast you just heard.